Good afternoon. A front dying out across interior New York and New England, producing plenty of clouds today, although the clouds are diminishing in many locations, revealing some sunshine. A low pressure wave in the Ohio Valley will track off to our south as we get deeper into the afternoon, producing more clouds and eventually some showers from the Catskills and Hudson Valley south of Albany across into southern New England. Temperatures across the region will be in the 50s north of I-90 and in the lower to mid 60s to the south. This evening, as that low pressure wave tracks away, we'll see showers come to an end, and it'll be dry overnight tonight with areas of fog developing. Under mostly cloudy skies, temperatures will drop back toward 40 on average. This will set us up for a good-looking day tomorrow with high pressure in control. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds and milder with highs in the mid-60s. Another wave of low pressure will track through the Great Lakes on Sunday. A developing southwest wind will bring even milder air in here with highs getting close to 70 in many locations. With the advancement of the warm air, we may have cloudy skies for a time on Sunday and a few scattered showers, but enough sunshine to warm things up nicely. On Monday, as that wave tracks off to our north and west, even warmer air will flow in with a gusty southwest wind. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Eventually, the cold front associated with this storm system will slide our way on Tuesday with a batch of rain, some of it heavy at times, and highs will be around 60, while behind the front, sharply colder air will build in with a gusty northwest wind on Wednesday, with highs staying in the 40s. A mix of sun and clouds as we recover a bit on Thursday and highs back into the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-level moisture axis is centered over the eastern Great Plains with drier air east of the Mississippi Valley. A plume of marginally unstable air extends eastward from the southern plains toward the mid-Atlantic region in the vicinity of a stalling cold front. The timing of a trough of low pressure in the mid and upper Ohio Valley during the afternoon should focus shower and thunderstorm development along the front, mainly from portions of southern Missouri and the mid-Mississippi Valley and points eastward. A few strong wind gusts and instances of hail will be possible in the vicinity of the mid-Mississippi Valley, but a greater risk appears limited by meager instability in moisture and weak low-level flow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 4 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers later this afternoon in the mid-60s, Boston cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs near 50. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 36, the record high, 82, set in 2011 and in 1945, and the record low, 20, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:33 p.m., 13 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid 60s. More showers this evening and mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny skies through the middle of the day with clouds moving back in later and the risk of a shower with highs right around 60. Cloudy with the risk of a shower this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with showers possible this morning and a better chance at rain as we head toward the evening commute and highs in the lower 60s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Clouds mixed with breaks of sunshine. Eventually, clouds win out with scattered showers, especially south of I-90 during the latter stages of the afternoon, and temperatures topping out close to 60. Showers this evening, then partial clearing overnight tonight with readings back toward 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild mid-60s, even warmer On Sunday, with a southwest wind increasing and a mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a shower in the middle of the day, still mainly dry with highs around 70. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and warm on Monday, mid-70s. A good chance of rain Tuesday, possibly a thunderstorm near 60. Breezy and much colder Wednesday with increasing sun, staying in the 40s and lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.